Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to thank you so much for yet another day to come in your presence. Thank you that every person that is listening is blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the grace to rightly divide the word of truth. I bless every person, Lord God, who has tuned in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. My name is Pastor Kenny Mukwena, and it's time for you to experience the blessing. We are talking about a season of great favor. This is part three of that message. I know that if you have been tuning in the previous weeks, you are so highly blessed and favored. I want to encourage you as we have this conversation, open your spirit. Don't listen to this and say, nah, this is not for me. I'm going through so much. This is for you. I want you to know that this message is for you. Can you imagine how many people on this earth that are alive today who have access to Radio Pulpit and they are not listening, but you are listening. You are there because God has designated this moment for you to be listening to this so that something can be activated in your spirit. Hallelujah. So we're talking about a season of great favor because this is the season that God has designated to bless you. This is the time of the favor of the Lord upon your life. You must believe it. You must tap into it. You must receive it now in the name of Jesus. The Bible in the book of Isaiah 61 verse 2, it says, Jesus says, he has sent me to tell those who mourn. In the New Living Translation, it says, he has sent me to tell those who mourn, those who are going through a sense of grief or a sense of loss, those that have gone or have lost stuff, those that have been through a rough time. He says, God has sent me to tell them that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Hallelujah. So this is the time of the favor of the Lord upon your life. Listen, the favor of the Lord is not a promise. It is a reality for some of us who have received Jesus. And if you have not received Jesus and made him the Lord of your life and you want to experience favor, today I'm going to tell you what favor does in the life of a person. And if you want to experience this favor, it starts with Jesus. That is why our main text for this message is John 3:16, because that is where it starts. In John 3:16, we see the heart of God. We see the mind of God concerning the world. And you must understand that word world in John chapter 3, where it says, for God so loved the world. The world is the Greek word cosmos. It means everything. It's a sum up of everything that God has created. It is the world. It means, you know, the totality of God's creation, the human family. It means the order, you know, the order of things as God created them. It means everything that you can see around you. It's the world. It's not just people, but it's everything that God has created. And when Adam fell, the Bible tells us that God began to work out a plan of salvation to restore not just man, but the world. Because when man fell, the whole system fell into a disorder. And instead of us as human beings walking in our mandate to dominate and rule the earth, the man, Adam, he transferred the authority, his exousia to rule the earth. He transferred it to the devil. Hallelujah. So you must see what John 3:16 is all about. And we see the only way to understand the magnitude of John 3:16 is to unlock the personalities or the role players in John 3:16. We've been talking about that. We say John 3:16 has got six role players. We see the world. We see God, because God is first in everything. We see God. We see the world. We see the only begotten Son. That is before the comma. And then after the comma, we see whoever. And then we see perish and we see everlasting life. The most important part, now we are dealing with everlasting life and we're dealing with perish. We're dealing with perish and everlasting life because these are the personalities that are dominating the earth right now. So when you are born again, you are dominated by everlasting life, which is the Holy Spirit concealed. You know, the Holy Spirit, the reason why I think in John 3:16, perish and everlasting life, they have personalities concealed, is because these two personalities are concealed even right now. You cannot see the Holy Spirit, but you can experience him. You cannot see the devil, but you can experience him. Now, every person who is not born again, they are under the influence of the devil. That word perish there, It means in Greek apoletai. It's the Greek word apoletai, which means to kill, to destroy, and to lose. Now, when you look at John 10:10, it tells us that the thief, Jesus says, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that is exactly what apoletai is defined. And we see that Jesus is talking about the devil in John 10:10. And then he says, whoever believes in him should not perish. Underline that. Whoever believes in him should not perish, should not be subject to apoletai, should not be subject to the devil, but have everlasting life. So there are two things that happens here. Whoever believes, he is translated now from darkness to light. He is no longer under the control and dominion of Satan, but now he receives everlasting life by the Holy Spirit, and now that person walks in power. Now, if you can understand the meaning of the division of John 3:16, your life will never be the same again, because you will understand the ministry of Jesus. Many people, and I've seen it in my walk with God for so many years, that many people are still stuck on the cross. They're actually done. When Jesus died, they are just happy that, okay, Jesus did die for my sins. But what about this life today? Because what gives you an empowerment today? What gives you an empowerment today? It is the life of the Christ. When he died and he came and he took residence in you, he empowers you by the Holy Spirit to experience now everlasting life. That is why when you look at verse 17, it says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. And then it says, but that the world through him might be sozoed, meaning might be saved. So salvation means delivered from the curse into a blessing. Now, we're talking about a season of great favor. Now, when you receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life, you terminate the so-called bad luck. Have you ever heard people talking about bad luck? People like saying, hey, no, I was lucky today. You know, that word luck is actually, it's not supposed to be mentioned by a Christian, because it comes from the word Lucifer. When you say I'm lucky, you are actually replacing God. Instead of giving credit to God for something he does in your life, you say I'm lucky. You are crediting it to the devil. You are calling it a chance. Believers don't live by chance. We know that every good and perfect gift, it comes from God. We acknowledge every good thing in our lives whenever it happens. That's why the Bible says, in all things give thanks, because that's the will of God in Christ Jesus for your life. So the word salvation is actually the word saved is the Greek word sozo. It means to deliver out of danger into safety. It means to heal, to preserve, and to rescue. And you look at that opposite, the other way around. It means when you are not delivered from danger. What danger is that? The danger is apoletai, is the devil, because he wants you to perish. If you're listening to this and you're not born again, the devil wants you to perish. But Jesus says, I've come not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This is why Jesus Christ came. He came to save mankind. He came to be the propitiation for their sins. So when you look at the word salvation or saved, It shows us two pictures, and that shows us also the duality of Christ's ministry, taking you out of danger by his blood, because salvation is being taken from into. That is why if you were experiencing what we call bad luck, the so-called bad luck, before you receive Jesus, when you receive Jesus, you are taken from that. If you look at Colossians 1:13, it says, God has delivered us from the dominion, and then the Amplified also add control of darkness, into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins. So salvation is deliverance from and into. That is why right now you must understand that you have been delivered into favor. That is why Jesus says that I've been sent to tell those who mourn, those who were in danger, being influenced by the devil, I've come. That's why even when Jesus was walking the earth, most of the things that he did was to cast out devils, to say, you do not have a right in the life of this person. Now I have come. When he was casting out devils, he was actually preparing. He was cleaning house, because when a devil is casted out, that person must not remain an empty vessel. The Holy Spirit must come in and fill that person. That is why Jesus, before he ascended to heaven, he told the disciples, says, go and tarry in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Spirit. And then the Bible says, when they were sitting at the upper room, the Holy Spirit descended upon them. He came upon them like a cloven tongue of fire, and they began to speak speak in other tongues because something was activated in their inner man. So it's a deliverance from something into something. And I'm here to tell you today that you are delivered into favor. Man, the favor of God is so powerful. You are not under apolitai unless if you are not born again. And you can terminate apolitai today by giving your life to Christ. Man, the life of salvation, it's a beautiful life. I've been a lawyer now for 20 years. And I've seen the grace of God. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to chase after business. I don't have to do anything. I just have to be still and know that is God. I just have to avail myself to be used of Him. My career is my ministry. I'm here now talking to you and telling you that the favor of God is real. Man, the life of Zoe is a beautiful life. It is the very life of God. It is the empowerment of God over a person. That is why the grace of God is called undeserved and unmerited favor. You know, favor does for you what you can never do for you in a million years, in a split second. When the favor of God come upon you and you know that I'm highly favored of God, you start to look at things different. You know, the attitude of God change for every individual the moment they get saved, the moment they give their lives to Christ. What people need to understand is that the moment you say yes to Jesus, the Holy Spirit takes residence in you. You now have the very life of God. You know, people may not experience that, but it doesn't mean that it is not available for them. Most of the time, you find people that they are so developed in worldly lifestyle, the way that, you know, the world does things. Because that's why the Bible says, when you get born again, you are new, you are a babe in the spirit, you still need to learn. That's why the Apostle Paul says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. One of the things that every believer must do after they get saved is to realize that I have been translated from death to life. I've been moved from bad luck into favor. I've been ushered into a life of favor where God is at work. You know, grace is God's aid, it's God's help over a human being. And it doesn't do it far away. He comes and he takes residence into your life and he begins to do his mighty work in your life. That is why the Bible tells us in Philippians 2:13 that it is God who works in us both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So favor will put so much resources or so much wealth in you in a split second, with very little effort than you can get through labor or toiling in a million years. Favor can do so much for you than money can buy. Let me tell you, you think you need money. You don't need money, you need favor. When you have favor will attract money to you. That's why Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. For us who are born again, we're no longer seeking the kingdom of God. The kingdom has come and take residence in us. That's why there's conferred favor upon us. But we need to renew our mind to realize that with favor, we have everything. Listen, you may not have things that money can buy right now, but with favor upon your life, you can get there. I promise you, you can get there. You will find that when the favor of God begins to work, people make decisions to favor you. When the favor of God begins to work, people open doors of opportunities for you. When the favor of God begins to work in your life, man, you become attractive. You become attractive. You know, things get attracted to you. Become a magnet of good things in your life. And that's what you have today. Favor will protect you even from those who plot your downfall in secret places. When you know that the favor is at work in your life, you're not worried about people that are talking about you, because they can talk about you, but they cannot change the power of God and the favor of God that is working in your life. And I want you to know today that God delights in you. God loves you. You are the apple of his eye. He gave you his son Jesus, and he cannot deny you anything. Realize it today that as a child of God, you have the favor of God working in your life. God's favor is his approval. He approves of you. It's his signature on a person. You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and with men. Listen, when the favor of God is upon you, man automatically follows. When God says yes, no one can say no. That's what favor does for you, and you have it in your life today. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. If you're not born again, you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, I want to give you an opportunity today to say yes to Jesus. The Bible in the book of John 1 verse 12, it says, as many as receive him, he gave them the right to become children of God. Be a child of God today by right. It starts with you receiving Jesus and making the Lord of your life. It says you cannot go to the Father except by him. So make this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying for me on the cross. I believe that on the third day, God raised you from the dead. Today, I give you my life. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. I make you my Lord and my Savior. If you made that prayer, you are born again. I will see you in heaven. God bless you till we meet again next time.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Detoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.